The Meridian, a quarterly on land, capital, and design. Autumn, 2030. Profile: the man who built both worlds. Bonner's Ferry, Idaho. The last mile into Boulder Creek is gravel, and Roger Clark takes it slow, one hand on the wheel of a green Rivian, a dog asleep in the back seat. It's 6 in the morning. Fog is sitting in the low field where the creek bends. He points at it without slowing down. "That's the best room on the property," he says. "Nobody built it." Clark is 33. He owns this campus. 300 acres of working farm, a restored schoolhouse, 9 guest structures, an apiary, and a bathhouse cut into the hill, along with the software that runs it, and a share of the systems now running a dozen places like it. Last year, Boulder Creek turned away more guests than it hosted. He did not come from money. He came from Anthony, Kansas, a town of about 2,000 people, from a wheat farm, and a graduating class of 54. He trained as an architect at Kansas State, won competitions, studied in Italy, and spent 4.5 years at a high-end residential firm in Montana. In September of 2024, licensed and rising, he quit. "I looked around at the people 10 and 20 years ahead of me," he says, "and I didn't want a single one of their lives. That's not a complaint about them. That's just information." What he did next took 6 years to look obvious. He and his wife, Hattie, built a small automation company, learned to sell, learned to systematize, and used it as a keel. By 2026, they were designing the operating system for a $35 million regenerative campus in northern Idaho. By 2028, they owned part of it. Years before any of that, Clark had written a number in a notebook. $3,333,000 by the age of 33. He crossed it in January, the same month he turned 33 and told almost no one. Money moves differently around him now. He describes it as a frequency rather than a score, something you tune rather than chase. What's verifiable is this: the business is run without him for weeks at a time. He employs a team he genuinely likes, and when he sees a problem worth solving, he can make one phone call and put the pieces in motion. The unusual thing about Clark is the pair of skills he refused to choose between. On one side, he is fluent in machines. He builds with artificial intelligence the way an earlier generation of architects built with drafting tools, private models trained on his own thinking, agents that run the books, the bookings, the follow-up, the research. He has been early to this since 2023 and has never stopped being early. On the other side, he can put his hands on the world. He knows the soil on his own property by name. He built the bathhouse benches himself. He keeps a shop large enough to fabricate, and he's in it most afternoons, prototyping the small structures he's become known for: meditation pods, sauna rooms, chapels the size of a truck bed, set into landscapes to change what happens to a person standing inside them. "Everyone picked a side," he says, "digital or real. I never understood the trade. Knowing the systems is how you get to be more human, not less." The house sits above the creek. There's a lap pool he swims most mornings, a garden the kids raid, chickens, a fire ring, a sauna for the winter. Water is audible from the porch, a requirement he wrote down back when he had none of this. In the evening, he plays piano badly and happily. He runs the ridge trail with the dog. Some mornings, he takes a single-seat ultralight off the grass strip and looks down at all of it. Hattie describes the change plainly. "He used to be the guy who could do anything," she says. "Now, he's the guy who decides what's worth doing. It's quieter. It's much bigger." There are 2 children now. They are growing up on a working farm, in buildings their father designed, with parents who are home. Clark is direct about what that's for. "Everything I've built is a container," he says. "I want them to grow up inside something beautiful, and I want them to know it was made on purpose." The Kansas thread never got cut. The Clark Conservation Foundation, which he runs with his brothers, funds rewilding, watershed restoration, and a program teaching small farming communities to make regenerative practice profitable. The original family wheat ground is part of the pilot. Ask him what he's optimizing for, and he doesn't say money, or scale, or impact. "Wonder," he says. "It's my favorite feeling. Everything I do is an excuse to be surprised by something. Turns out that's a business model." The fog is off the field by 7. Clark is already walking it.